Google, you can't hide.
Google, Google, you can't hide.
We charge you with genocide.
We charge you with genocide.
Google, Google, you can't hide.
Google, Google, you can't hide.
You are funding genocide.
You are funding genocide.
Sundar, Sundar, you can't hide.
Sundar, Sundar, you can't hide.
Yes. And Palestinian Googlers and upstanding co-workers who have suffered discrimination and retaliation at Google. We sat in with our fellow co-workers calling for an end to Project Nimbus, a more just company and a better world. I sat in for myself as a Jewish Googler who has been marginalized by Google and the Jewish ERG.
Woo!
I sat in as a Jew because never again means never again for anyone. As a descendant of Holocaust survivors and Holocaust victims. My grandmother was made a refugee by the Nazis. Her mother was taken to Malachowskinek, where she was immediately shot and left in a mass grave, not unlike the mass graves being uncovered in Gaza. I cannot be idle as the country that...
Hey, welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I'm, of course, your host, James Madison. Google staffers staged sit-in at offices in Seattle, California, New York City to protest contract with Israel. Now, how'd that work out for them? Google staffers arrested, placed on leave after 10-hour protest over $1.2 billion Israel contract. Oh boy. So, largely, I don't think the story matters that much, but I want to use it to illustrate a point I try to drive home on this show. When I can. You know, long periods of time will go between I can make a certain point, so it gets forgotten to the past, so this is a good time to reiterate a point. Assert yourself at work, in public life. Conservative, libertarian, anarchist, whatever. Peacefully, respectfully, display your views, subtly, openly, however you want at work. At work, at school, wherever. Because look. These people are willing to sit in at their job and get fired. And I've told this story before. A lot of it ties into things like the vaccine mandate. Say no. A lot of people back in the day were like, oh yeah, man. I remember leading up to that. I've recently uploaded an archived video of the death of the mandate episode I did forever ago. Now, with that, the big problem was a lot of people were just going to let it happen. I remember leading up to that, people were like, oh, nah, I'm not going to let my boss make me do something I don't want to do. Fuck him. They can't do that, X, Y, and Z. But then when it came, they just laid over and took it. Whereas, if en masse, most people just said, no, fuck you, I'm not taking it. It wouldn't have been a thing. It wasn't even really a thing when you think about it. It was just a little thing Joe Biden said, and OSHA hadn't even really put into paperwork. They had said it. They didn't really file anything with it. And then the Supreme Court intervened. Within a few months of all that shit really starting to kick off, and it was that. It was like 5-6 weeks. Then, on the other side of that, you know, at a job I worked, you know, at the time I was working in a restaurant for most of the lockdown pandemic era. In the restaurants I worked at, I had co-workers that were going out serving tables wearing BLM masks. So I was an annoying co-worker. I worked in the back of the house. I wore a MAGA mask. You made me wear a mask. I wore a MAGA mask. And people were like, you can't wear that. That's political. But like, he's wearing a BLM mask. Be the thorn in the side. You know, gradually some people, you know, during the pandemic, I understand why a lot of people were like, I'm not openly supporting Trump. I mocked him for it. At the time I talked about it, I got MAGA confessionals, and I still do. Now, the only thing that required for people to feel that pressure, that fear, was for them to, you know, feel fear. That's the big problem. There's nothing to be afraid of. You're just voicing a harmless opinion. And when I did serve customers, I wore Trump bracelets. I brought people their food. Boop, 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 boop. Whatever. I don't care. It's an opinion. Right? Meanwhile, at like, on the sleazier side of restaurants I worked at, I've had waitresses while I was in that cook at like some kind of sleazy end joints with all, I'm sure, well-documented co-workers. It was never my business, but it was, I had a lot of co-workers that, I don't know, something was always off about them. Nudge, nudge, honk, honk. Anyway, I talked to waitresses and be like, thanks. And certain waitresses, they'd be like, so you see the what I posted? I realized what I posted meant, you still subscribe to my OnlyFans? Yeah, I worked at sleazy diners where waitresses had certain customers who they would promote their OnlyFans to. Right? And the bosses didn't care. The same boss would try to give me shit for wearing, like, I don't know, a Second Amendment flag on my thermos, a 2A t-shirt. I don't really care about the NRA. I think it's a joke. GOA, Gun Owners of America, is really the way you want to go. But, you know, for your average person who's anti-gun, the NRA is, like, terrifying for them. And I would get shit for wearing that stuff when I'm just cooking. There's an apron covering most of it. But the boss would still, like, you know, get annoyed, X, Y, and Z. But, again, I watch other co-workers get to... It's the same thing with a cigarette break, for example. Now, hear me out. A lot of you stick cigarette breaks at work. You don't know what I'm talking about. To those of you who are former smokers and or don't smoke, you're going to appreciate this next moment right here, right? Follow along. There is such a thing as smoker's privilege. Any job you have, cigarette guys can take multiple breaks. I'm going to go, hey, just outside for a smoke, X, Y, Z. Now, at a certain point, you're going to get in more trouble for it. If you just do, like, every hour, you take, like, two cigarette breaks every hour, you're going to get shit for it. But you could go to the bathroom and take a cigarette break. That's 10 minutes at the front and at the end of that, of like, every other or every 3 hours, where you can just burn off, like, you know, about 20, 25 minutes of your shift every 2 to 3 hours. Just having a cigarette. Meanwhile, if I step outside for 5 minutes of just straight oxygen or just a few minutes of oxygen, I get shit. When I used to smoke cigarettes, I could just step outside. Boss would come out. Want to smoke, boss? Boss take a cigarette? I appreciate you. And we'd have a cigarette. And I'd watch that same boss look at somebody who was just outside checking their phone, who just walked out. And the boss would be like, don't you have something to be doing? And the person would be like, yep, okay. And they'd go inside. And it always annoyed me. And I would quit smoking. And then I'd see other people offer the boss a cigarette. And the boss would take a cigarette, light it, smoke it, look at me, be like, don't you got something to do? And I realized something. Oh, it is bad. You know, and that's how it goes. It's just bullshit. You let it happen in the workplace, and, you know, now I'm like, wait, hold on. And then one day I just kind of pointed out, I'm like, hey, out of curiosity, you guys have been out of here way longer than me. And what's the difference? Do I need to be smoking a cigarette to just stand outside for a couple seconds? Like, I haven't even taken my break yet. And we'll make that argument, you know, some bosses are receptive to it. A lot of bosses are like, actually, I didn't think about that. Again, that's a small example. No politicals involved. If you are just, like, a non-smoker, be like, hey, hold on. Why can't I just be outside for, like, a minute or two of just air? You can be out here for, like, 5 minutes having a cigarette. I can't just enjoy oxygen. Make that argument. That's one way you can affect the workplace without even involving yourself in politics. I've just ran for no fucking reason, but you kind of get my point. These people on the left are willing to make a stand. People on the left, people with no virtues or morals, are willing to make a stand and be like, oh yeah, this is how I feel, this is what I'm going to do. And it created that whole societal pressure where people who don't think, like, oh, OnlyFans is great. Oh, drugs are awesome. Oh, I'm going to fucking, you know, all these liberal policies, X, Y, and Z, DEI shit's awesome. If you don't think that, there's a societal pressure from roughly 2017 to 2022, where if I was like, I don't want to speak up, maybe I shouldn't speak up. But I was like, no, you needed to. And now that more people are speaking up, you're seeing the tides turn. A lot of those things are things like Twitter getting cleared up, but there could have been moments before that, but people just weren't taking them. I don't know why. It made no fucking sense. But now people are standing up more and be like, eh, you know, whatever. And now I went from being the only dude who had, like, Second Amendment shit on and whatever at work. I have other coworkers at different jobs. You know, I do odd ends here and there, you know. But anyway, you know, different jobs I've had over the years. I was the only person who wore, like, you know, First Amendment stuff, Second Amendment stuff, American flag stuff. And now I'm seeing more and more people wearing it. And that's all it takes. Just be that one person. And when people talk shit to you, be like, whatever, dog. If you're witty, joke back. If you're not witty, just be like, whatever, dog. Doesn't mean that much to me. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's just a t-shirt. You're tripping out over a fucking t-shirt. I just wore a t-shirt to work, man. Like, you care more that I wore the t-shirt than I cared when I picked out the t-shirt. You don't need to be witty to say that. And it fucks with them. Just stand your ground. Be personable. Voice your opinions. And you'll see more and more people gravitate towards you. Be like, hey, out of curiosity. You know, why do you think that way? Yeah, me too. I was thinking the same way. And you'll start making more friends, more networks, more clicks. And one of the big problems you have today is a lot of people are like, I don't want to make friends because I don't know if they have my opinions or not. I don't want to alienate people. You know, maybe they're misogynistic. Maybe they're blue-pilled. Maybe they're red-pilled. You know, all this if, ands, or buts. When if you just, like, casually, you know, wear a pin, wear a shirt, have a thermos, have a tumbler, have a hat you wear, whatever the fuck it is. Something that indicates an opinion that you have, you know, you don't need to be like, Trump, MAGA, Biden, bah! No, just be like, you know, 45 times 2. That's subtle. Most people don't even know what the fuck that means. Or if you have 45 greater than, you know, you have like 47 greater than 45, whatever. You can do that too. These little subtle things are just NRA, GOA, Second Amendment, freedom of speech, Founding Fathers shit, whatever the fuck you want to wear, pro-America, whatever. Built in the USA, come and take it, Gonzalez flag, don't tread on me, whatever shirt you want to wear, just wear it. And some people will roll their eyes, and guess what? If people are willing to treat you like that because you wore a t-shirt, they were never going to have your back at any point, ever. But then you got people going to be like, hey man, I like that shirt. Register that, say that, that's a cool person. When you see him, be like, hey man, how's it going? And that, just walking by, I'm giving you guys advice on how to make friends. Like, you guys need to. You guys are a bunch of stunning, magnificent, magnanimous motherfuckers. I don't need to sit here and tell you advice. But, you know, that's what I do. And then I look around, I see a lot of people my age who are just like, they get out of work, they go home, they play video games, they sleep, they kind of rot and decay. Meanwhile, you know, like, I come home, I record a podcast, sleep, and rot and decay. Kidding. But, you know, occasionally go out, throw some discs, you know, go to the bars, have a good weekend, spend time with people. And you do that by making connections. And when everybody's scared, nobody communicates with each other, everybody keeps everything, like, insulated, and they dress like fucking Lands End catalog models, no graphic designs of any kind, no opinion, no nothing, just boring plaid on flannel shit. There's no flourishing there. You become an NPC, blending into a world of NPCs. And do you really want to do that? No. Be yourself. But let's check this video out, now that I've ranted for fucking 10 minutes. You want me to build technology while there's a genocide in Gaza? Sorry. Ooh. That's not loud. That's gonna be loud as fuck. Anyway, let's continue on, shall we? And I pour myself a drink. This article is by Thomas Barbie. Several Google employees were arrested and placed on administrative leave late Tuesday after staging a 10-hour sit-in at offices in New York, Sunnyvale, California, to protest the company's $1.2 billion cloud contract with Israel. The pro-Palestinian employees, who are affiliated with a group, called No Tech for Apartheid, protested several videos and live streams of the protests, including, they're all over Twitter, by the way, including the moment they were issued final warnings and arrested by local police for trespassing. Now, there were some people being like, how were they trespassing? They were at work. It doesn't matter if you work there or not. If the boss comes out and says, you're trespassing, you have to leave, or I'll have the police escort you out. They don't need to fire you for that to be the case. You've been asked to leave, and until they invite you back, you're gone. You know what I mean? It's weird that a lot of people were like, but they were trespassing. They worked there. They weren't trespassing until they were told to leave and refused to leave. Again, largely, this boils down to just, like, look how far people who don't agree with you are willing to go at work to the point where they're making these major disruptions, wasting everybody's time, and costing big money the corporate bottom line. But again, this is Google. Google brings this kind of shit upon themselves. Their model used to be, don't be evil. And now they don't give a fuck about that rusted moniker. Let's continue on. By the way, this wasn't the first one either. Like, these protests have been going on for a bit. The pro-Palestinian employees were affiliated with a group called No Tech for Apartheid, posted several videos and live streams of the protest, including the moment they were issued final warnings and arrested by local police for trespassing. A third protest took place in Seattle. Of course, it's fucking Seattle. Wow, you don't say. Let me guess. Portland's on fire too, right? Like, no, wow, you don't fucking say. Wild how that worked out. The shocking protest included a complete takeover of Google Cloud CEO Thomas Kurian's office in Sunnyvale by workers wearing traditional Arab head scarves. I can't remember the name of these. I watch a lot of these like Second Amendment channels, and they always talk about it. But I can't remember what they're called. Curran's custom-made framed Golden State Warrior jersey was visible in the office wall, in the background of the live stream. Okay, weird detail. A total of 9 protesters were arrested. Employees who participate in the protests are facing disciplinary action. A Google spokesperson said the Tuesday protests were, quote, part of a long-standing campaign by a group of organizations and people who largely don't work at Google. Again, side tangent here. Look in to Walt Disney and the animation studios and his protest or his testimony at the House on Un-American Activities Committee back in the 40s. Watch that. It has a lot. And look up a man named Herbert Sorrell. Herbert Sorrell and Walt Disney. Herbert Sorrell went into Disney's company and said, hey, all of you are going to unionize or side up with me. Walt Disney got complaints from coworkers about this guy who was going around saying that he worked there, and Herbert Sorrell got promptly kicked out of the building, but with him he took like a whole group of coworkers that were like kind of buying into his bullshit, who also got fired with him. And they went around, they're the ones who spread the bullshit idea that Walt Disney was anti-Semitic, hated women, X, Y, and Z, that all literally came out of propaganda. You can read it in old archives of a publication called The Daily Worker. Look up Daily Worker, Walt Disney, Herbert Sorrell. That is a whole history lesson on how Uncle Walt was the greatest anti-commie fighter since McCarthy himself. McCarthy. Both work, actually. Continuing on, I'm giving you homework for no reason. A Google spokesperson already read that. But yeah, that's the same thing that happened at Disney. A group of people that didn't work there went in there and sabotaged it from the inside out and staged all kinds of nuisance protests. Quote, physically impeding other employees' work and preventing them from accessing our facilities is a clear violation of our policies, and we will investigate and take action. The Google spokesperson said in a statement, quote, these employees were put on administrative leave and their access to our systems was cut. The spokesperson said, quote, after refusing multiple requests to leave the premises, law enforcement was engaged to remove them to ensure office safety. An NYPD spokesperson said the Tuesday protest involved, quote, involved approximately 50 participants. So out of that 50, 9 were arrested. Okay. In total, and confirmed, 4 arrests were made for trespassing inside the Google building. They said 9 earlier. The protests came as Google has contended with employees' unrest related to the Israel-Hamas war for months. Last month, Google fired a software engineer who publicly blasted one of the company's Israeli blast executives during a tech conference in New York City. Oh, that's spicy. No Tech for Apartheid right here from April 16th, 2024. That is spicy. Again, it's the amount of convictions. Like, they're willing to do this aggressively. Get in their face, shut down the workplace. And you're too scared to wear a fucking t-shirt. Bro. Look, I've mentioned this before. I grew up in a tattoo shop. Right? So, do you know how many people I knew that were willing to get fired time and time again for having plugs in at the workplace. I got my plugs right here. Listen. Sorry if that was too loud. That's my earplug. I used to be a lot bigger. I had some chick in high school. They were big enough you could put, like, your thumb in. TLDR, she did that on both sides and ripped my earlobes in half. They healed. They're connected. They're all fine. It's Gucci cash money. But I'm not exceeding 10 or double or 0.0 on my plugs at all. Fuck that. I'm staying right where I'm at. Right, but I remember when I was younger watching people who worked at all these stores get fired because they were wearing plugs. And they just kept doing it and quitting and not working X, Y, and Z. And then eventually the bosses gave in and said, oh yeah, fine, wear your fucking plugs. I remember we used to sell these flesh-colored plugs at the tattoo shop. We sold flesh-colored jewelry for everything. Just so you could fill the hole in. And then, we had it for your navel, your cartilage, even, like, chest piercings. We had this little, like, skin tone bar that was, like, flat on both ends. You can look it up. Moving on. I want to say it's made by Mother, but that's not true because Mother makes Mom, and Mom is tattoo ink. So that's not at all the brand. Anyway, moving on. Breaking: arrest of Google workers begins in NYC and will continue to organize at Thomas or TK. You are a genocide profiter! Drop Project Nimbus now! No tech for jet! Look, Google, baby, hear me out. You facilitated these people. You gave them cozy jobs where they could walk in and get their bagels and their coffees and their bean bag, have their safe spaces. You promoted all the algorithms that you were told to. You played along with all the pride flags and bullshit and made up tranny fucking gay shit. You played ball so hard. And they still came back and fucking bit you. I said this before. In 2020, I was calling all this. Go back to my old, like, 21, 20, 22 episodes earlier. I'm like, look, this shit's all gonna end when this shit starts circling. It goes in a circle. They're almost completed that full fucking circle when they start eating themselves. And then it's just an Ouroboros where the woke, aka the politically correct bullshitters, eat themselves. Alive. You know what I mean? And you're seeing that right now. Woke companies are falling apart because employees are turning on them. Or profits are falling. Bud Light. This right now with Google. Plus, Google also got hit with that, lawsuit where they had to delete, I changed the title, but I guess I was right. It was billions of bits of data from their cloud from, illegally and breaking terms of service agreements, spying on you through incognito mode. Everything you're doing in incognito mode, Google is making a note to go out of their way to save that shit. So, Google's just kind of going through it right now. And again, you brought it upon yourself. You had a simple motto, don't be evil. And you abandoned that motto. And you became the embodiment of, an 80s evil tech company. Like, the type of shit Cobra Commander would have been in charge of. The type of shit, Josie and the Pussycats would have, spent the final two episodes of a season busting or some shit. Like, you are a comically evil company that provides all these shiny good trinkets on the surface, but underneath it is just a fucking dark visage, bro. It's like, you're like Nestle. You're the Nestle of electronic companies. You're just this dark fucking entity. This really good, clean face. But it's just dark underneath it. Anything for a profit. You'll go after far leftists, people on the far right, center, just regular right, center left, whoever. You'll go after literally whoever. You've become an evil, part of literally, Cobra Commander's panel right there. That's what you've become. You're Destro. You know what I mean? You're just one of those evil companies trying to rule everything. And if you'll keep fucking your shit up, are, these idealistic, patriotic, for their own cause type individuals. Actually, the G.I. Joe shit's really working. You got, Mark Zuckerberg, then you got, whatever three-letter agency you want to pick could be, Cobra Commander. And you got all, the little, henchmen, higher-ups in Cobra's organization. Huh. Yeah, I actually could expand upon that in more free time. That actually really works. Breaking. Google also orders for the arrest of its own workers in Sunnyvale, who sat in for 10 hours at Google Cloud CEO Tom Ortike's personal offices, demanding Google cut Project Nimbus, the company's $1.2 billion contract with Israel. Arrests were caught on live stream.
Yeah.
Legally, you're not allowed to do that. I'm just saying. Alright. What happened? Did it jump ahead? Damn it, it did. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Moving on. The Sunnyvale Department of Public Safety said the protest in California consisted of around 80 participants. It said 90 earlier. A total of 5 protesters who refused to leave Google offices were arrested without incident for criminal trespassing, booked and released, a spokesperson added. A representative for the protesters did not immediately return requests for comment on the arrest. Which means they did eventually respond. The protesters have demanded Google withdraw. Didn't I? I feel like I'm having deja vu, but okay. From its $1.2 billion Project Nimbus contract, in which Google Cloud, Amazon Web Server, Amazon Web Service Providers, and Cloud Computing and Artificial Intelligence Services for the Israeli government and military. I'm sure any remaining survivors of the USS Liberty are just fucking thrilled to hear that. You know who the USS Liberty is and Israel's connection to it? Just Google Israel USS Liberty. Or homework. Again, I'm pro non-involvement. Let them do whatever the fuck they gotta do. Not my business. I got other shit to do, dog. I don't want any war. Moving on. Critics are concerned that the technology is being weaponized against Palestinians in Gaza.
Well, there's a genocide in Gaza!
Activists within Google's workforce have ramped up their criticism of the deal in recent months during Israel's war against Hamas. Israel launched an offensive after, actually. It's 1:31, April 19th, 1:31 a.m., and I haven't got a chance to record or look much into it, but no, like, this is fully kicked off. Like, there have been, like, mass escalations, like, massive movements in the last, like, 2 hours. Like, let me just show you real quick. Yeah, like right here, Israel retaliates as missile strikes in a site in Iran, and then appear explosions reported as Iran activates air defense systems. There's been allegedly strikes on, like, energy bases and shit. This is really popping off right now. I haven't really had a chance to look into it too much right now, but this is, the strike in Iran has happened. So, but let's just get back to the article, right? And just, look at the silly Hamas protesters. Activists within Google's workforce have ramped up their criticism of the deal in recent months during Israel's war on Hamas. Israel have launched offensive. Let's move on. Right here, update at Google, and this is from April 16th, 2024. Update. Damn it. Update, at Google worker sit-ins at NYC Sunnyvale are in their 7th hour. Here's a statement from the workers still inside right now.
I'm sitting in today, and along with other Google workers who are taking action against genocide, I refuse to leave this building until this corporation drops Project Nimbus.
Google and Amazon's $1.2 billion contract with the Israeli government and military.
By having this contract directly with the IDF,
get a physiognomy check real quick. All these guys, all of these guys,
they will barrel forward recklessly no matter the human cost, so long as it turns a profit.
And I refuse for business to continue as usual.
We have the power to direct how our labor is used and to ensure it does not contribute to apartheid and genocide. So join us as our movement continues to grow They may try to silence us, but workers will only continue getting louder.
So since you invited me to come join you, let me quote the great Captain America.
No, I don't think I will. Actually, this isn't a bad Joe Biden. This is gonna be my new Joe Biden. Update. New York City, Somerville. At Google, workers enter 9 hours of sit-in, man. Workers will not leave at Thomas or TK's office. Actually, I can fuck around with this. Let me just fuck around with this. Or Google NYC HQ until Nimbus is dropped or they're arrested. Well, you know what happened. 600 plus people still on Sunnyvale sit-in live stream. No, I'm good, dog. Again, this is what these people are willing to do on the left in the workplace. And you're too scared to take in a Second Amendment thermos. That's kind of my point. This is what it all boils down to. The only reason why everything is allowed to go veer so fucking crazy off into the left-wing cuckooville is because people in the center went quiet and they allowed centricide to happen.
Centricide. The active practice of dividing a country so hard that there fundamentally is no such thing due to inner infighting as a center-right or left or center-non-option. Because it all will collapse into various tribal warfare before collapsing into infighting of subgroups of tribal warfare. As the idea roughly fucking goes. Oh wow, look how that all happened. Again, you should go read the Federalist Documents and George Washington's warnings against parties. Homie may have had lead poisoning and been a little wonky towards the end of his life there with the whole, like, blood let me. Dig into it. There's a little bit more to why he actually passed away than what's usually talked about. If you actually, like, read, like, National Archives shit. Anyway, I'm not getting into it. Smart guy. Really called the tribalism we're dealing with today from the very beginning. Anyway, that being said, I'm gonna wrap this up here. This has been Inside Four Walls, and until then, I don't know. America First doesn't include making Israel great again or backing Palestine. Fuck both. America First. Build that fucking wall.